Welcome back to the Chadcast. Here with a returning, still special guest though, my roommate, Nick Flake. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Chad? Feels good to be back. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, this is the Christmas special, you know, where it's the eve of Christmas Eve at the time of recording.
Yeah.
And we're the last two left in the house, you know.
Yeah, Bird just left us. Drew left us. Didn't even say bye.
Neither of them said bye.
You know, Merry Christmas to them too.
Yeah, yeah. Hope they're listening out there, you know. But, you know, we just figured we're hunkered down. It's getting a little chilly out. We got nowhere to go on the eve of Christmas Eve. You know, we're jetting out tomorrow, though.
Jetting out tomorrow.
So, you know, we figured we'd just talk a little bit. A lot of stuff going on in the world. What kind of plans you got for Christmas, Nick?
Tomorrow, I think I'm going duck hunting with my brother, and then I'm going to church with grandma and mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, feels good to get back to the Lord's house. So,
yeah.
Excited.
Right before the Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, usually every Sunday is the Lord's Day, but then it's, you know, it's his birthday.
You know, it's this whole quarantine kind of got me kicked back, you know. So
yeah, you've been sinning a little bit more.
I haven't quite seen Father John for quite some time, but, you know, it's always nice to see him.
Isn't that because he's dead?
That's right. Well, Father Arturo's the new priest, so.
Like, officially, he's not just interim?
Father Arturo's back, and he'll be there Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know I met you, like, once, but, so I killed someone, hoping to get that absolved.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, classic Father Arturo.
Yeah, what do you got going on tomorrow?
Oh, jet taking off, gonna be at my dad's house for Christmas Eve, then, do something with the old grandparents on Christmas Day.
Do you, get your grandparents anything for Christmas?
I got a little something.
Yeah.
A little something.
I still need to do shopping tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna make a one-time stop at, REI or something.
Yeah.
Just go to the Clackamas Town Center or something like that.
It's a madhouse at the malls right now.
Yeah.
Good luck.
My brother got my mom like a $175 necklace or something.
Jesus. Made out of like silver, gold, something like that.
I don't know what it's made out of, but I'm sure it's some diamonds, but I don't know how I'm going to top that.
Yeah. It's got to be something from the heart. Anyone could buy anyone a necklace, you know.
I know.
There just has to be a little bit of a story attached, so it makes, like, a cheaper gift better.
Yeah, I'll find something nice.
It's like, I know you work with teeth, so here's one of those wind-up toys just that are nothing, that are, like, the dentures, and then it hops along a lot.
I should get her, I'd get her a nice grill if I could.
Damn. Just a gold grill.
Get a little gold piece.
Yeah. They've been wearing those dentist masks, though, so, like, you'd never see it.
Yeah, it's just a little flex.
Mm-hmm. Just now. every time she smiles, she looks like Chip Skylark, a little gleam in the side of the teeth. And doing Christmas before the 2000 stimmy check.
Oh, yeah, you know, if that stimmy check was coming out a little earlier, I probably could get that grill.
You could get twice as good a necklace.
Oh, yeah.
To the point, and it'd be, like, one of those big ones with, like, a bunch of, like, layers to it. So, like, she wouldn't even have room for your brother's necklace. Like, that would just stay in the jewelry case.
No, yeah, she'd leave that thing all alone in the dust. But
actually, could you return this, Chris? Like, I don't have it. I'll never get to wear it. Nick's was too big and expensive. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure it out. I hope it's $2,000. That'd be sick. $600, you can't really do much with.
Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously, I'm not saying no to $600.
No, it's also just kind of weird how everyone's like, oh, the government's only giving me $600 this time. It's like, this is so, like, I don't know. I was pretty stoked, but now I'm even more happy that it might be $2,000,
you know. There's people that are underemployed, not necessarily unemployed, that are having a rough time right now.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs that people would be doing, not necessarily getting the chance around Christmas time, you know.
True.
Could be a rough time for some people. Could be some people dependent, but, like, just because their parents don't like them and want to save money, even though they're out on their own, like, paying rent and everything like that. Yeah. So there's people that aren't going to get this stimulus and didn't get the last one. Sucks, man. Can't relate, but that sucks, man.
You can't relate.
No. Wait till I get that $2,000. I'm out of here.
To the listeners, me and Chad, if we get the $2,000, we're all getting Miatas.
Matching Miatas, but each one has a different color.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get a nice red one.
And you can only come to our house if you have a Miata.
Oh, true, yeah.
And then I was going to get like a blue, like a lighter blue.
Dude, if we got... We all get Miatas. I trade my Subaru for like a Hummer.
Yeah, the complete H2. Opposite of Miata, yeah.
Dude, we could have a pretty cool parking lot.
if ours magically just turned to Miatas, people would have questions.
Dude, if I get a Miata and a Hummer, my life will be made.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need.
Yeah, well, it's raining. Better take the Hummer out.
Yeah, you know.
Get a Hummer and a Hummer, yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, those are the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, $2,000.
Yeah, Hummers just hit different when you're getting a Hummer in the Hummer, so.
I saw a Hummer the other day.
Yeah.
Like, first time in a while. I was at Walmart. That's kind of where they...
That's where they hang out.
Though. That's where they populate.
I've seen a couple of Hummers with the spinners on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I think, but I like spinners, but...
See, the problem with the H2s is, like, they're just Chevy Tahoes, but with, like, 1,000 extra pounds of weight.
Mm.
You got to go the original H1.
What do you think about
the military vehicle?
What do you think about the electric Hummer? Electric Hummer or the
Hummer, H1? Hummer EV?
Yeah.
I think I need it. The Hummer EV looks... It has four-wheel steering.
What?
Yeah, like, the wheels can go like that, so you get a tighter turn radius. Shit. I was pushing both my hands out for the people who aren't watching the visual version. That's something that's crazy. There's a lot of different types of cars coming out that are crazy.
Yeah.
I'd fuck with a Tesla.
No, I
was driving through this, like, so in Kaiser they have this fundraiser for their local food bank where this like neighborhood all like goes all out on Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a designated pathway, but it's like a pretty busy type of thing. And it was like, I was like, oh, those are some cool Christmas lights, but I'm barely lifting my foot off the brake because it's so busy. And like the entire time I was thinking like, if I just had a Tesla on autopilot, life would be so much easier.
Yeah. No, I hate to say I get jealous, but it kind of, I don't know, makes me a little jealous when people are just like in their Teslas late at night.
That'd be a calming experience.
It'd be so nice just to head back on a, like, just, like, a long just trip in, like, the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hands off the wheel.
Listen to your favorite album. Look up at the... You get one with a moonroof. Look up at the stars.
Watch some, like, Queen's Gambit.
You got you got that middle console. There's no telling what you can put on there. No, that's the life. If they're not going to give us bullet trains like Japan has, we need to start autopilot has to be, like, something necessary. That's pretty much like the train, the freeway.
Mm.
But if everyone's on autopilot, no one's cutting each other off, everyone's going the speed limit, like there'd be no traffic.
Yeah, well, just try because people decide just to tap their brakes when a car's way ahead of them. And then, you know.
It's like people getting on and
Teslas
off.
Teslas would take that all the way, hopefully.
And other ones. Like every type of new car has something like that, or it's getting to the point they do. That's the dream, though. Like I'd do that. I'd take a Cybertruck.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Just go off road in that. Just like
how about Cybertruck or like a Ford Raptor?
I'm going Cybertruck right now. Raptors are like cool, but they're basic.
God, no. I mean, I don't know.
And you have to drive around in
those,
like
Cybertrucks
in something that looks like a Hot Wheel.
Cybertrucks are cool, but it looks just a little. I don't know, it looks a little too much.
I think now it does, but by the time they actually start getting produced, it'll probably be more what cars are looking like. I mean, all concepts look like, whoa, that's, like, cool, but I could never see that on the road, and then it's, like, a few minor changes and just average truck.
True.
I've never been a big fan of the graphics kits on the Raptors. How it looks like some big paint splatter with Raptor coming out.
I'd probably just get an all-black one, but... I mean, if I were to get one, I'm sure I'd get a little decal on there. Who knows?
Mm.
Some flames.
Yeah. Well, see, I feel like I could be the first one to hit him with the flamed Tesla Cybertruck. Someone else has flames with a Raptor.
Mm-hmm.
It's over for that.
Damn.
It's already been past due, but you get the flames on the Cybertruck.
Maybe some lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm. What's the first fast food restaurant you're taking your Raptor to? Anything's in the city you're in.
I mean,
how are you going to christen this vehicle? You just purchased a brand new vehicle.
I'd probably dump some McDonald's fries in there just to get it kind of homey.
Probably had a good deal on the McDonald's app. You got to save a little money now.
Yeah, it's like I spent just $80,000 on a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well save a couple bucks on fries.
Yeah, probably you spent $1, you get something for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's the best part of McDonald's.
What about you? Wendy's?
Wendy's is kind of hard to eat on the road, to be honest. They wrap their cheeseburgers in that tin foil.
Yeah.
And it's like greasy. It tastes amazing.
Well, the Cybertruck, you could it just
taste. Yeah, I gotta make sure that Wendy's is close to the freeway so I can hop right back on. And then get going, because that'd be amazing.
That's also the thing about the Cybertruck. You can get like Spaghetti Factory or something.
Yeah, I could have like a 4-course meal.
Yeah.
I just gotta order anything I want in the Cybertruck. See, this is where the Raptor kind of like.
Dude, what if? Now, if all four of us with our $2,000 stimulus checks went in, down payment on a Cybertruck, maybe.
Cheaper. That could probably do it, because. Be like 30, and then just go on a crazy road trip.
Yeah.
And we just need to like map out where we can get free electricity.
Oh,
yeah. That would be the coolest way to do it, is having an electric vehicle. That's the perfect road trip machine.
Oh, yeah.
Because the freeway, which is like the worst part to drive over long periods of time, becomes no one's job, essentially. It's just who's ever sitting in the captain's chair.
Yeah.
We're all having a good time. I remember seeing like the Chrysler Town and Country or Dodge Caravan commercials when you could like flip the middle row seats around and there was a table that'd pop up and there were like kids playing cards on it. I'd be like, that'd be sick to go in a road trip in.
I know, like I've heard people like with the electric cars complaining about how it takes like 30 minutes for a charge. But if you're on the road for that long, it's like, it's kind of nice to.
Yeah, you get a break. You're stopping for lunch.
Yeah.
I remember in like 8th grade when we did the trip, the band inquired trip up to Coeur d'Alene. We stopped in like Tri-Cities for food.
Mm.
And that was so nice.
Yeah.
I got a quarter pounder that day.
Stretch out the legs.
Mm-hmm. Stretch out the legs. Like, I'm finally off that bus, but we're about to be on for the rest of the day, so.
Damn, dude, that was such a nice stop. Remember we stopped at Chuck E. Cheese, too, there?
That was crazy. I wasn't, like, looking back. It's pretty funny. I was like, why are we at Chuck E. Cheese?
I got my, I think it was my first kiss there at that Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
That trip, yeah.
Yeah, who was it?
I don't want to say.
That bad. Was it Drew?
It wasn't bad, but.
It was your first man kiss?
Yeah.
Right up in those pipes.
When at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, you were up in those pipes and you were crawling through like one of them, and then someone else just happened to crawl through, and then you guys like couldn't get around each other. Yeah, so
that ball pit gets wild.
It does get wild. It's probably dirty as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like on Uber Eats and stuff like that, they changed their name from like Chuck E. Cheese to like Pasquale's. Or like a few other names. So it's like you order from them.
Yeah, now it's kind of fancy, isn't it?
Yeah, now they're really churching up the joint. Yeah.
But it's like
I always thought it was weird you could get beer at Chuck E. Cheese, but they had a limit. They have like a 2-beer limit for parents.
Dude, when was the last time you were at Chuck E. Cheese?
It was a long time, but I remember seeing where you could get beer. Oh, it was only one tap. I don't know what was on tap, but they had it.
What would be on tap at them? Maybe they got their own signature beer. Who knows?
Yeah. Pasquale's.
Oh, yeah.
Beer. What's your favorite pizza joint, huh?
I think it's Sabelli's.
Yeah.
I like that. And also, I mean, I like also just like Domino's. That's what.
Yeah, I mean, Domino's is the right. That if we're naming what I get the most, like it's definitely Domino's. Yeah,
but also I think Foltano's is probably one of my favorites.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. You know, it's us and the beach who has them. So
yeah,
it can be. It's fine. Sabelli's, like, that's like one of my managers. Like his sister is married to the owner of them.
That's how you told me that.
So it's a weird connection.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Damn, you can't get a You can get a free pizza or something out of that.
I don't know. I'd be like, hey, owner here. Yeah, I know Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll try that next time.
What's your favorite pizza joint?
Dude, I fuck hard with Figaro's.
Dang.
Figaro's pizza, like, I could put down a pizza in, like, 15 minutes.
Ooh.
Like, the large ones. I don't know, just something about it, just, like, how they make them, I could eat them so quickly. They just got, like, a sweet taste. Like, when you bite in, it's, like, the bread they use for the crust or whatever dough they use for the crust is amazing. That'd probably be that, but like I said, Domino's, I'm eating Domino's.
Yeah,
I'm I got no issues there.
Usually not a huge fan of crust, but when the crust is good.
I like Papa Murphy's. Shout out Papa Murphy's, shout out Carson. Carson's hooked it up with free pizzas many the time.
I love when he walks in.
All the discounts, you know, even when he's not walking in with free pizzas, you know, I just got to respect and fuck with that. You know, that has got me through many of a non-food time.
I know.
Because reheated Papa Murphy's is really good.
I think it was, like, last month he came over. I was about to go just to McDonald's or something for, like, dinner. And then he comes in, like, cheesy bread, large pepperoni pizza. I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. It's so nice.
Dude, their pepperoni is so good.
Yeah.
There's just something quality about just being able to take and bake it yourself. Mm-hmm. They're making new locations where it's, like, the size of a Dutch Brothers drive-thru. You can just drive. Like, drive up, get a pizza.
Damn.
You know, they're really changing the game.
Game changers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a great pizza joint, too. You fuck with the show Bar Rescue, dog?
Bar Rescue, I... Definitely one of my favorite shows right now. John Taffer keeps it. I think...
John Taffer keeps it is probably 50.
One of my idols right now.
For the people who don't know what Bar Rescue is, it's essentially a show where it's about a failing bar on the brink of collapse. You know, there's millions of them around, but they want to keep going. They haven't lost their fight, so they're calling, hoping for help from one John Taffer, 30 years in the industry, knows everything, owns a million bars, saved even more, and, you know... There's always an issue. You know, they're always, they seem like nice people, but then you realize the kitchen, unsanitary. No one knows how to mix a drink as a bartender.
And it's also, it's inspiring to kind of get a, you just want to open up a bar too a little bit.
Yeah, by the time it's over, I'm like, I could do that.
I mean, you got it down. I think we've seen almost every episode. John knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. We've been watching John.
Yeah.
I think by then... As long as we hire the right people, and it's not like family, I don't know. I'd hire family members for sure, but
That's
it seems like that's where it goes wrong is when the family members just kind of
because no one's gonna hold them accountable. Lazy,
yeah,
and there are also people who like that don't know how to hold people accountable.
Yeah,
like that guy who got like who gave his girlfriend like 20% of the company.
Yeah,
didn't even buy in. The issue, you need to have money in with your investors and whatnot. Like, we have a bar. We all went four ways on it.
We did, yeah.
You know, opening soon once the weather gets nice. Yep. No one wants to sit outside in the cold.
Speak of which, I think Sunday we have a bar day here. So, listeners, come on through. $2 Bud Lights.
Keystones. $2 stones. Fucking Scott Hansen red zone on the TV. Me and Nick Tendon bar.
Yep. Flat screen TV, by the way.
We got 6 bar stools. We got a private table you can reserve for $5 covered.
Yeah. I got a heat. There's 2 space heaters we got too, so.
That may or may not work. Let's not sell them on
they both work. I tested them out last night.
All right, well, we may not have the extension cord for you.
Bring extension cords.
Bring an extension cord if you want heat. That's all we're saying. And dress warm, obviously. Dress warm. Yeah. So it's just inspired us to get the bar going. We got some ideas. Weather permitting, of course. If it's going to be raining, obviously we're not going to be out there.
I mean...
If it's light rain, we'll be out there.
Check the weather.
Yeah, Nick, do you want to be the official weatherman of the podcast?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys what's going on. Oh, Sunday, partly cloudy.
Sunny day on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I need a couple days of sun. I've been lacking on a lot of stuff. I've been trying to finish cleaning my car. I've been sitting on this oil. I want to give my car an oil change. I want to lay on the wet
ground. Tomorrow might be a good day. It's high of 43, low of 30.
But
Friday and Saturday are looking a little wishy-washy. 100% precipitation on Friday, 50% Saturday. But
of course,
Sunday high of 45, low of 28, partly cloudy.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
and that's your weather.
Yeah, that's your weather. What's traffic looking like, Joe?
Traffic down I-5.
Oh, the I-5.
Little congested coming up to Portland, but between like Salem and Albany, there's actually recently a crash. So I'd steer clear.
Let me tell you, I have no fucking clue where the I-5 corridor is, but let me tell you, I know it's going to have traffic, okay?
Oh, yeah. That rush hour, though?
Oh, I'll tell you what. You ever been in Wilsonville during rush hour?
Bullwinkle's days, I you know AC in there, middle of summer.
Dude, the last place you want to be. I would rather replace all my toilet paper with sandpaper and wipe rather than
why don't you?
I'll tell you what. You might as well be doing that. I'll tell you what. Heaven forbid you get a homeless person asking for change when you're stuck coming out of the on-ramp from Fred Meyer's. Well,
you don't have a choice at that point. You got to give him something.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feed him.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was going to do a podcast with Carson at his grandparents' house, and I gave like a homeless person $1. Damn. When I took the exit. It was in Portland.
I haven't gave a homeless person anything for a while. Mm-hmm. For like a year. I think last year I gave someone like a couple bucks, but excuse me.
Yeah. We have manners on this podcast.
Yeah, sorry, Chatcast listeners.
Jamie edited that out.
Yeah.
I don't got no Jamie. If you want to apply to be my producer,
you just gonna have to take my apology.
Yeah, email me at chadcast30@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Man, fuckers couldn't even get chadcast@yahoo.com. It's a real pain out here. Couldn't get the Instagram. I'll have to sue someone for it.
Yeah, someone will take the wrath.
Yeah. It's like, look, like this is kind of a brand. I have stickers. I deserve this. Mm-hmm. That's why we need new names. People need to start coming up with new names, or no one's gonna have original Instagram handles in 20 years.
Yeah. I think I want to change my Instagram handle or something cooler.
To like what?
I don't know. Just something that's just not my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
Red Gazebo.
Shark Tank 23 or something. I don't know.
You don't want to add numbers.
I kind of like I like having numbers in the username for some reason.
You do?
Kind of. It's like a one digit or two digit. Three digits kind of just cut.
Why you need three digits? Yeah, that way you need that.
There's not that.
What is that, your area code?
Yes.
You would be Nick Flake 503.
What's it? Oh, it's Nick Flake 24 right now. It used to be Flakes 24. Mm. But that account got deleted.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't even know if you remember this, but back in middle school, the old Facebook days, there was like another Nick Flake that wasn't you.
Oh, I followed him.
Yeah. I remember you talking about
it. Yeah. Me and he was like a good bowler too.
Really?
Yeah, he was bowling. That's all I came from.
I'm glad you connected.
We never really talked. Follow each other,
I mean, you had respect for each other.
I think I follow ever. I think there's a couple people on Instagram I follow too, whose last name is Flake.
just in case.
I've never met. Yeah.
Just in case. Well, the trap with me is there's a lot of first people with the first name Talon, so I'm probably not related to them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
There's also a kid growing up last name Flake. I think he played football for Tualatin. So if you're out there. Play from Dog.
Hit me up.
That's pretty cool. You got the same last name as me.
Yeah. Man. We don't know anyone with the last name Burge, huh?
No.
There's a few Boyers out there.
Yeah, a couple Boyers. And you got the new Boyer, the Bert Dog.
The classic Bert, man. Get well soon, Bert.
Yeah.
High key. Little buddy, 2 months old. Fresh into the world, already getting sick with the parvovirus.
Yeah, so listeners, Drew, roommate just got a new puppy. Cute as a button. Got sick on us.
Yeah.
It's throwing up. I think it's got a fever. So say your prayers.
He's got antibiotics, but
yeah,
it don't make the transition easy, apparently, to getting well. So definitely needs help. I'll tell you, Drew's fucking wallet needs that 2K stay. Yeah. I don't even want to know what those vet bills are.
I mean, I couldn't see it going over $2,000. I don't know. But who knows? I think...
I have no idea what dog medicine costs.
That'd really suck if it was over $2,000, though.
It would really suck. But it'd make it easier knowing you're going to get $2,000. That's crazy. Well, I think it's time for the ad break. You know, wouldn't it be a podcast without it? Break it up in time, go to the bathroom, get a drink. This is kind of the time for that. For the listener as well, this is a perfect time to pause, you know. You're probably listening to this on your commute. Stop. Fill up with gas, you know. It might be more expensive where you want to get it, so you might as well go get it now. You feel me, Nick?
I feel that. Yeah, take a break. Check your oil. You know, make sure everything runs.
When's the last time you checked your air pressure, huh?
I actually checked. Well, me? I checked it a couple days ago, actually.
Did you?
I'm low.
Low. Didn't care.
I need to get those pumped up. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyone else? It could be low for you, too. Mm. Cold air is going to make it go low.
It does.
Really, and hot air is going to fill it up. So, what is cool? A lot of people don't know that. That's a safety check right there.
Yeah. All right, should we go to... Is it break now? Or?
Yeah, we're about to go to break. Right. I just safety message
see,
right
see
before.
See you guys in a little bit.
Yep, see you guys after the ad. And we're back. Nick, are in a world full of water bottles, are you more of a Yeti or a Hydro Flask type of man?
What's up?
I know, heavy question. I should have just dropped it on you out of the blue.
You know, I'll go Hydro Flask.
Hydro Flask?
No, fuck that. I'll be Yeti.
Yeti?
Yeah. I feel like Hydro Flask is just a little too, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yuppies. Drink out of Hydro Flasks.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hippies.
I don't have a Yeti myself. Mm. I used to have a Hydro Flask, though, and I lost it.
That's a common story I've heard.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I'm not a fan of either, honestly.
Well, whether you're a Yeti... Or a Hydro Flask, just be glad you're not a clean canteen or something.
Oh,
or like a 50-50, the fake Hydro Flask. Because there's those people out there.
Yeah, don't be getting into that fucking bullshit Arctic cooler, whatever the fuck they got now.
Yeah, the Arctic cooler.
Yeah, I mean, bring a glass, take a glass of water, you know.
Just put a hit of that hose water. Yeah, just take a hit of that well water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For real.
Drew Boyer's just got a Yeti right here with his name engraved on it. It's a pencil holder now, so.
Yeah. Well, I think you left it there.
I left it there in Drew's cup, and, you know, no one's touched it ever since. And it's been, like, 2 months now.
Well, what am I going to do? Pick it up?
I mean, I'm not going to.
Do I look like a fucking maid?
I mean, yeah.
You getting Christmas gifts from anyone?
Usually my aunts hook it up pretty well, and grandma, mom, and my mom, and I think my brothers give me some.
What would be on your Christmas list to Santa?
I've been asked that, and I don't know.
It's rough, because at our age, we actually have money to buy stuff we might really want.
I mean, kinda. But I could use some socks right now.
Yeah?
Socks. I think I asked for ski pants. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. See what's under the tree.
Mm-hmm. What'd you ask for?
My dad called me, asked me for stuff, and I was like, I don't know.
I don't like when people ask me what I want to get, or else it's kind of just ruined. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, like if someone gets you a gift that you really aren't really going to use.
I was like a shelf, maybe.
Shelf?
I could probably find room for a shelf. I got stuff to display.
I could, can make you a shelf for like $5.
Oh, that could be my Christmas gift.
Maybe. Well, now it's spoiled, so now I'm not gonna do it. You should have told me this. I would have. I mean, I don't know.
Cause well, at any point, it would have been spoiled because I had to tell you. I wasn't just going to be like, oh, woe's me. I really need a shelf. If only if only there was someone in my house capable enough.
At work right now, we made a couple shelves for the school. Mm. If I would have known that you wanted a shelf, I would have maybe something.
Well, I was in the parking lot on my break just thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking out loud, no. Golf glove. Just basic cheap stuff. I don't know.
And we also got a jigsaw here too.
I got a jigsaw. Which is plywood. Can make some puzzles.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Need a puzzle? Some people are bored, you know? I'm in a quarantine right now, so.
So a shelf, huh? That's what you want?
I don't know. I said like a shelf for some storage device, something like that. Somewhere where I could put stuff. Eventually, I got to go through stuff, consolidate, get ready for my move into either van life or tiny house, so.
I've been thinking about going van life, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
What are you thinking?
Dude, I mean, unlimited money, got to go with the Sprinter.
If you're going van life, where are you gonna park it at? Are you gonna roam around?
The trick is like, one, you do got to roam a little bit. You get the Planet Fitness Black Card, so you have access to showers across the... I've been on the Van Life Reddit. Mm. You know, I've been picking up the jewels they've been dropping.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up them gems, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, here, pick that up. And I was like, yes, sir. And then now I know.
Dude, other than just knowing that, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't know. I've slept in my car a lot, like, many times. But...
Mm-hmm. Where it becomes tricky is, like, if you have a job that wants you to have address, something like that. I mean, one mandatory, you got to get a P.O. box. A lot of people don't think about that. But with a P.O. box, you got to be in that general area to collect your mail.
Well, then again, you could just have everything shipped to, like, your folks' house or something.
But that requires having folks.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if you're, like, 30, still doing van life, you don't know where your parents are at that point. It's still a centralized location. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, now there's, like, package lockers Amazon does. You go to one of those, get some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on to do it.
If you had like a, let's just say a $10,000 budget to spend, are you going van or are you going like a truck with a camper?
I mean, I'd go van.
What kind of van?
So there's these like 2001 like Dodge vans that are pretty nice, like early 2000s. Those are nice. You're gonna get a little extra roof space, you know. I'd probably try and find something that's already kind of started being built, like on Craigslist. I've looked up vans before. Like, you can find something you can live in for $10,000. But, I mean, you'd want to personalize it at some point.
Yeah. Dude, I really like the... have you seen... You've probably seen the Chevy Astros, right?
Yeah.
Those are my favorite by far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, I'd get, like, an econ line ahead of that, but I think the Astros are only, like... I think it's like $4,000 usually on Craigslist or something. Get one of those, build a bunch of stuff around it in it. And I don't know.
I'm still fucking with tiny home living a little bit more right now.
Really?
Well, it's because like it gives me the chance to have the stability of an address, but also just pick up and move whenever I want to.
Oh, like a mobile home?
No, it's a tiny home, but tiny homes are towable. It's like, you ever see how a mobile home gets transported? Like semi-truck? Like, you can do it with just a truck. And tiny homes, like, I've looked up.
Yeah, but you do with a truck, but then again, there has to be, like, two other trucks on either end of it saying, like...
Well, there's, like, you know how you do Instacart? There's, like, stuff like that for shipping stuff. And there has been for a long time, where someone will bid to ship your stuff. So you just need to, like... Be like, I'm in Portland and I want to like be in Chicago, tiny home. Like, someone will ship it for you. You just gotta fly there. And you can put tiny homes even by that place by the river, the RV park in Camby.
Oh.
Yeah, you can put tiny homes there. You can also, there's a tiny house resort.
I'm trying to think about, by the Cane Pond?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
yeah, there's a tiny house resort by Enchanted Forest.
Mm.
There's, like, a lot of these communities starting up, so.
Today, I was running near the Mary's River, and, I mean, usually there's a bunch of vans and RVs parked out there,
mm-hmm.
and it, like, increasingly gets a little bigger every, like, throughout the winter, and today was just packed.
Oh, it's been packed.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's. I don't know if that's different than Vanna.
That's like straight up homelessness.
Yeah, that's it's pretty
homeless. That is homeless. I mean, I feel bad because some of those people might have lived in Detroit Lake and like their fires burned up. But it's also like just an eyesore, man.
Yeah, it's getting kind of.
It's trashy. There, it's trashy down there.
And dude, did I tell you that? Have you seen the BMX track in Corvallis?
Where is it by?
It's like south side.
I know where it is. I've seen the sign.
I went past it the other day, and dude, it's actually a pretty nice track. Yeah. But there's homeless dents all over the place.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, if I was, I mean, I'd still probably go, but you could probably have like the community have like a race, like races there and stuff. And it's just too nice of a track for it to get trashed like that.
Yeah.
Shame.
They were like, I saw like a group of people like getting rid of the homeless tent sites by the river on the main.
Getting rid of them?
Yeah, so just like away. Throwing stuff away, brought in the track out.
Have you seen that homeless tent? I think it's somewhere in Portland. The homeless people made their own like garage out of like shelter they've made.
Huh.
I saw a photo of it.
There's some great ingenuity that homeless have.
I mean, I'd give them props. But
shout out the homeless.
Yeah. I mean, being homeless, it would suck, but if you had a good group of friends, if you made a good group of friends that were also homeless, have fires every night.
That's what you say, but that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist.
No, it does. I've seen them. I go past that Mary's River quite a bit along there. It's like 2 p.m. They're just hanging out, having a fire. Smoking cigarettes, maybe a little pot. Maybe
that's
little,
what they do every meth. Single day. I don't know. They're like the smartest and brightest people aren't homeless.
No, I think they're just hooked on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll get hooked on drugs. You'll be like, I can't like go another day
without
Tinder. But no one wants to fuck me because I'm homeless.
Well, that's when I get the...
So I need to get into hard. I need to get into hardcore weed.
Yeah.
In hardcore drugs, if I want to like make it through the rest of the day.
No, but anyway, with the van, would you want to go anywhere with it?
Oh yeah, I mean,
run the U.S. or
yeah,
just yeah.
I mean, that's part of the freedom of having it.
Yeah,
go to whatever state you want. But it's more appealing if you don't have a job.
There's a. I know, that's the only thing where you do for work and have to make money.
You'd have to literally only do Instacart.
Instacart, yeah.
But then it's like, is that gonna last forever?
Instacart?
Yeah. What city you're in depends on the demand. And you may not want to be whipping a van around a city.
Well, me with just doing one Instacart run, like 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
It's been able to... It never paid for my rent. Like, my actual job pays for my rent.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it pays for all my food and all that.
So, yeah.
And my gas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it could work out right now just doing Instacart, I think, as long as you don't hang out in just the middle of nowhere for too long.
Yeah. I think that's the issue, though. It's like, there's no real job for someone living the van life. You're, like, kind of retired at that point.
Well, no, you'd save up a lot of money in the summer and then... do it for a couple months. I think it'd be pretty cool.
I think, yeah, but that's not van life. That's like van vacation.
Dude, well, a vacation for 2-3 months, that's kind of van life.
You're getting a taste of van life. You're not living van life. Dude, there's people that have been in a van since 2014.
You're just going to hop right into van life and not get a taste for it first?
Well, I feel like you kind of got to jump in.
I guess so.
If you get a taste of the polar plunge and like just dip your little toe in it before you just jump in, mm-hmm. you ain't jumping in there.
You're not.
Like,
I'd say you're submerged, but you're not gonna be submerged for that long though. You know what I'm saying?
No, let's change the analogy. I mean, it's like. You're going.
Dude, that's pretty much like. If you're in Walmart parking lot, it's having to.
That's pretty much like, I think I want to be like an accountant, so I'm going to go to college for it for 2 months, and then I'm just going to not. Just to see if I could have done it. Even though I'm going back to my original job and not going to college. Like, that's essentially what you're doing. Only, that's not life. That's van experience.
Well, who really gives a shit if it's like, oh, well, did you really, like, live van life? But it's like, no, but I lived at, my truck for 2-3 months. You gotta ski quite a bit and do that.
I've seen people live in van life.
Maybe though. You don't get the nice little,
You don't get Instagram the gram or something. Yeah, right? Yeah, you don't get the gram.
Yeah. I mean, you get a gram, but you don't get a, no.
You don't get the hashtag at van life, or they're gonna swarm you.
Is really that lethal out there on the...
on the IG, the van lifers? You're, like, invading... that takes over your personality. Yeah. That's your personality if you're a van life. And then you can't let some poser come in.
Yeah. My cousin's been on van life for... I think 2-3 months now.
Yeah.
They went all around the U.S. They got a VW bus.
Oh, like a Eurovan?
They're, but that, I'm saying, like, that's, I'd say their van life, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much longer they're going to do it, but.
I mean, if you, like, have no intentions of quitting and you just go until you can't, like, you're probably living van life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not a Hawaiian if you go on a 2-month vacation to Hawaii. You feel me?
Those are kind of different, though. Because you get born in Hawaii to be a real Hawaiian, I guess. Or have Hawaiian blood.
And just buy a house there.
Yeah. But then you get made fun of at school. That's what I heard.
Really?
If you're a white dude and, yeah, live in Hawaii.
Now, was your dad in the military, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
See, the reason we got bombed 60 years ago, you piece of shit? It's rough. Look what the van life does to people. Imagine if your parents were van life.
Oh, with me, too? Don't suck.
You're in, like, third grade.
No, I'd hate that. But it happened. People do that.
You're just in online school.
It's like online kids school. Online school, so we could all just hop in the
van. You're just on Sylvan somewhere on like, the freeway. No.
It would be kind of cool to actually have a family and put them all in a van and travel around.
I don't think it'd be cool.
Maybe just having one kid doing that. If you get a really nice van,
you'd grow up lonely as a kid.
Nice. Doesn't have to be nice.
Kind of has to be nice. I'd hope you'd get your van nice before you're like, let's have a kid. Like, let's fix what we're in right now before we talk about kids. Yeah. How many kids do you think you're gonna have?
I mean, I don't know, but I'd like to have like 5, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think 5 would be pretty fun.
I think you're going to get married and have kids before anyone. Like, obviously, you're not going to get married first because there's been... And we're back. There was a slight interruption. My dad called me. But anyways, yeah, Gus got married. So you're not going to be the first... Or you got engaged. So you're probably not going to be the first one married. But I think out of everyone in the house, you'll be married first.
I don't know. You guys are all tied down with your girls already, but they haven't been too long. I don't know. Who knows?
I think you'll jump right ahead. My theory.
It matters if you find the one. I don't know.
I think you will.
No, I don't think I'd want to get married anytime really that soon.
I know, but I think that's what you say now because you've never found the one. But it's like you're going to find someone like who snowboards just as much as you. You're going to be like... You're like
just because they snowboard does not mean I want to be with them, though. So...
I know, but that would be, like, such an extra. You'd be like, she's amazing, and guess what, guys? And she skis. Like, oh, she has no gap in her helmet.
How many kids do you want?
I don't know.
Five?
Not 5.
2? 2. I think you got
I don't know. I might have 2 of me. I don't know. 5 is insane to me. Like, it makes more sense to you. I could see you just like back to back to back to back, just your poor wife. Just
I think it'd just be kind of fun. I mean, I only have one brother, but it was still, I don't know, it'd be kind of fun to have like a shit ton of brothers and sisters, I think. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'd 2. Yeah, 3 is like probably the average.
Like, getting a house like the house we have right now, five kids.
Running around. You girls in one bedroom, the boys in the other.
Above ground pool.
Your bunk bed budget would be to the roof. Yep. I went to one kid's house back in grade school, and they had the tri bunk beds. One dude, kid, one like kid, fun. One kid was like an inch off the ground, and there was less room, dude. That'd be the worst bunk bed. And there's all the way high.
No, I mean I shared room with my brother too, and I don't know, bad. Mm-hmm. Three brothers in one room, pretty crazy.
Right? Yeah.
If you get the triple bunk bed, why not?
Yeah, I mean that's like they're gonna have space to play. They're gonna have space. Where are you getting married?
Where?
Parents' house.
No. Cabo.
Cabo?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of sick. Yeah, you gotta give it. I mean,
you gotta go to Cabo on your wedding day.
The wife's side pays, so like the wife's dad pays. You might as well just start suggesting shit. I don't know. Like,
I mean, I'll try to pitch in too.
Cabo, San Lucas looking pretty nice.
Yeah, I think Cabo would be the coolest place to go to.
Cabo would be pretty sick, right on the beach, ocean behind you. Catch a little wave right after. Final search thought. Mm-hmm. Girl goes surfing with you.
Nah, I think that's a solo shred.
Alright. I do. Gotta go.
Where are you getting married at?
I don't know.
Let me guess.
I don't know.
Somewhere in Europe?
Somewhere in Europe. I don't know.
Winery.
Winery. That's where Bird is gonna get married.
Vineyard, yeah.
He's gonna be a vineyard guy. Drew probably at his house.
Yeah, probably his house.
Yeah, he'll probably just be at his house. I had a cousin get married at a vineyard.
I mean, it's not
pretty
a bad
nice.
Spot.
It was pretty nice, and it had a good view.
It's a nice spot, but I mean, I guess you'd want your wedding to be really nice. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just want to find the most.
You could fun. You could be a church wedding guy.
I'd like to get married in church too, but maybe a church in Cabo.
Mm-hmm. You just get married on like a Tuesday at a church when they're like not doing anything. Like when does that take place? You can't have the weekend because that's the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
So you're just stuck. Like, all right, guys, Monday at 8:00.
No, I just want my wedding to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, open bar.
Yeah.
Good, you know, like pigs in a blanket.
Sure, pigs in a
hors d'oeuvres. Blanket. You gotta have hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like margaritas going around, mojitos.
Who do you think's gonna have the shittiest wedding?
Who would have the shittiest wedding? Like a boring wedding?
Yeah, just like something where you're like, yeah, that's great, I know them, but
like
it's like
a really fucking just like, oh, another like, wedding.
Yeah, just this is how they do it on TV. Like, yeah.
Oh, this guy sucks. Like, I wish I
knew. I don't know what she sees in him.
Yeah.
But you gotta think about it's more the woman planning it, or she's at least hiring the wedding planner.
Oh shit!
But that could be because the guy chose.
Well, but I don't know how my wedding would go. Hopefully, I wouldn't.
Well, I feel like you get input. You just don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
You're gonna get.
I don't know. I don't know who would have a shitty wedding, dude. I've never been to a.
We're just gonna. We just gotta accept it. Although a lot of people are gonna start getting married soon, I feel like this is just the time. Like everyone likes to get married in December. It's cuffing season, but it's also marriage season. Already two marriages on the timeline. I'm looking at that, like comparing who got the bigger diamond, and they're like, "What am I doing? Why am I looking at these?" No. But I was like, "Wow, there's difference in rocks. I'll tell you that much."
I mean, how big of a rock does she want? Like a huge one?
It's like, I feel like a good rule, I don't know, at least the one Gus got was bigger than CN's fingernail. And I was like, damn, Gus, like, he's really, he did more than just the four months pay. I was like,
yeah.
But we're not doctors, so we don't need
we're not doctors.
We don't need to compare ourselves to Gus. We're not Warrens, we're not perfect.
And I'm glad we're not doctors either, because that would take a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take your whole 20s away.
Yeah. But maybe we'd be married.
I'm gonna be happy with my forestry degree, so.
Yeah. Just become a logger, just like absentee father, barely see the kids.
Tell them where to log and shit.
Mm-hmm. Living in Malala, don't get back till 9. Yeah. Already.
You got the Malala job, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what my dad did. Logging for a while, like in the winters.
Mm-hmm. It ain't much, but it's honest work, you know what I'm saying? I think it'd be really cool to live in I wanted to move to Montana this year.
Yeah.
Bring the van over there, live in Montana.
Van life in Montana. Yeah. I mean, a little something going on.
Do you want to live in Canby?
No. Yeah. No. I mean, maybe in 20 years it gets popping. Like,
I mean,
they bring the light rail there. I mean, it's cool being at Wayward Sandwiches. Yeah. Like, that vibe's kind of cool, but that doesn't really exist any part of the city.
Yeah.
So, the city's still kind of trash.
I always thought I'd want to live in Canby, but I don't know if I do anymore. I mean, of course, when I'm older, I wouldn't mind going back there, but
just to at least see.
Until I'm like 40 or 50, I'd probably go back. But
yeah, not much going on. I mean, where it's situated, I don't mind because it's like right in between I-5 and I-205. Like, you get a lot of variety. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm going to be driving a lot anymore.
Yeah, no, I think my favorite spot is Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
I love that area.
Yeah, you want to be close to the mountain.
Yeah, I like that. But the beach is kind of nice, too. I've never been a big fan of Oregon beaches until a year ago. But
yeah. I don't know if I'd want to live there.
Yeah.
I think I've always just lived, like, an hour away. It's like, I don't need to be living there. Because the people who do live there seem to be, like, the sketchier people.
Oh, coastal towns?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all sketchy.
And it's like, you'd get fucking bored.
Yeah. It's not all sketchy, but a lot of it is.
I'd rather be an hour away from the nearest beach than an hour away from, like, everyone I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'd rather be an hour away from the beach than an hour away from the Wendy's, you know? That's just how I'm feeling.
True.
Or the nearest car dealership, or the nearest mall, shit like that.
It was really nice living in Portland over the summer, because we lived like a 2-minute drive from the Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got that free Frosty for a year.
Yeah.
Free small Frosty for a year, and so that got used up pretty nicely.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a lot of Frosties.
Well, you pull over, you get your fry, you get your Frosty, you know, maybe a bacon cheeseburger.
Of course.
It does it.
You know, Dave's single, Dave's double, something like that. You gotta get something from Dave while you're there.
We going Dave doubles.
Of course. That's what I got last night. Yeah. Wendy's hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are all like, in and out. Nah, dude, just go to your local Wendy's. Wendy's are pretty spread out, too, low-key.
Yeah.
There's one in Albany, and you don't hit till Salem, and then you don't hit till Wilsonville.
It's not like a McDonald's where you find it, like, everywhere. But
yeah.
Still just a little something nice.
Yeah, change of pace.
Yeah.
Type of situation. It's nice, man. I got love for Wendy's.
You got to.
You got 4 for 4? Like, come on, classic.
I haven't done the 4 for 4.
They were like doing this special over the summer where you could like add a dollar and get like one of the really nice lemonades with the 4 for 4. Oh, I was a king. I was eating like a king back then. Now look at me. BK.
I've been eating a lot of Subway lately.
Yeah.
Oh, I just need to go to the store, buy some.
I do too. I need to go to the store bad.
And you go back to a grocery outlet bargain market.
Yeah. You ever seen that, like, other, like, weird bargain grocery place, like by Benchwarmers?
But
Grocery Depot.
Oh.
There's, like,
On the left side, or when you're driving towards Taco Bell on the left side?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never been there, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, I was thinking, like, I wonder who's been in there. Because I've been in a grocery outlet, never been in that one either.
Mm-hmm. No, that one, it's a nice grocery. I love bargain market.
We have a spoil of riches about where we want to go for groceries, because pretty much it's like we are already accepting that we have to drive for like 5 minutes to get anywhere at least where we live. And the two closest places are both Safeway. So we're making the time commitment, so we might as well go to wherever we want. Because we're going to be out. We're going to be shopping.
You like Walmart, don't you?
I like going to Walmart. Walmart's just, like, cheaper. It's, like, a little further away, though. But Winco once a month is definitely great. I love shopping Winco. Dude,
I went to Safeway a couple nights ago just to go get eggnog, and they had the shittiest eggnog ever. And I don't know if I can go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Safeway, like their bread is like the best bread of any store.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fuck with Franz that much.
Well, I've been kind of just going fancy getting the Dave's Killer.
Yeah, yeah, you're out of pocket for that.
I know.
I don't got the Instacart budget for the Dave's Killer. I need the Safeway buttermilk. Dave's
Killer Good Seed. Yeah.
Yeah, the Safeway hits though, and it's like $1.39.
Yeah, I mean, it's so stupid. 99 cents of club price. It's so stupid me to pay like $4 for bread when I could pay like $1.
Yeah. Can you tell the difference?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I mean, not in my health or anything, but
no.
I think it tastes a little better.
Probably
does. I guess it's supposed to be healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Probably is, but I've never really noticed that with bread. And I look, and it's like the same calories and stuff.
No, I don't.
I don't really know where the difference takes place. It.
And if it's healthier, I'll go for it. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What the
heck? Yeah, you know what the heck. Well, been eating a lot of McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Get a nice piece of bread.
Yeah, Nick's like the worst. Like, the reason I don't go to the store is because every, like, morning, like, an hour after my breakfast, Nick's like, you want to go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
And, of course, they got some sort of deal that just ropes me in.
You
got to ask
before you leave, you know?
They just got some deal that just ropes me in. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I could go for a dollar large fry.
Yeah, they got that, what, 12 days of Christmas going?
Mm-hmm. Nick fucking stole my McDonald's for me today.
Well, yeah. Tell him.
Just, like... Watch this. And he just drove off after he paid for his iced coffee because we were doing two orders and they handed it to me. And I didn't really want a Coke. That's what they gave me. But I was like, we better not ask too many questions. Let's get out of here so we can retain the free McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's not even the first time I've seen this guy do that. You know, that's like a Burger King. He just like changed his mind. Like, that's too expensive for Ski. Oh. Ski was going to buy bacon. He's like, that's too expensive. And we went to Beaver Hut. And it was just so funny because now that Burger King's gone, like, they took out the signs. I saw a Coca-Cola truck come and take their freestyle machine. They took the freestyle machine. They took anything that was valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Just wiped it out. And I was like, what if they got that $11 in between Nick and Skeet's order?
The thing is, I'm not, well, unless, like, you're the franchise owner of that Burger King, I guess. It's kind of sad, but other than that, Burger King's doing just fine. And so is McDonald's.
I don't think Burger King's doing just fine.
Oh.
But, I mean, they own Popeyes, and Popeyes is doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like if a Burger King can't survive in a college town, and obviously the one over by our Safeway survives. But it's also like,
if you just looking at that Burger King off 9th or 3rd, sorry, it just looks like shit driving past it.
It does, but so does the one. So does that one. That one, none of the lights work. You don't see anything on the ordering screen. The sign is metal. Well,
then they should go. Then they should either change it up or they're gonna go out of business too soon because that's not a. That's.
Yeah, I feel like shit. Like going there, yeah. Like damn, it's really like this.
Yeah, no.
I was eating spaghetti the other night. Now, Bacon King.
Yeah, that's McDonald's, Cafe Yum, Subway.
What do you get at Cafe Yum?
Original Yum Bowl.
Of course.
You know, large. Maybe a couple times I got the spicy one, but that wasn't as good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never been to the Cafe Yum.
Chad, I'm thinking we get our vans, we go van life.
Mm-hmm.
We just go hit the road. We go to Texas.
Texas. A lot of people are just straight up moving there right now.
Yeah.
People are selling their land. And
it's for a reason, too. So, we had to go check out the Buzz.
Yeah.
Or Nashville, go check out Nashville, Tennessee.
I'd be down to go to Nashville. It's happening over there. Yeah. Start our country careers.
Or go watch some country. You're not really seeing shit over here. Cape Brown's going to keep us shut down for...
No, I think the pause is over. I think a lot of people are just choosing not to go back. They're like, they probably took some time, reassessed it. It's like, we have outdoor seating, but no one uses it, and we're paying our waiters, and why do we need to do that?
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, you can still go to the bar.
Yeah, but other than that, I still feel like Nashville, Tennessee would be in.
be a cool place to be at. Yeah. I got no qualms with the Nashvillian, the Nashvillians.
No, Nashvillians. Yeah. See, that's cool. That's a cool reason.
You could be a Nash villain. Mm-hmm. Damn. Nash Greer villain, the kid from Vine.
Yeah. Not be a Oregonian. Mm-hmm. No.
A Corvite.
Corvite.
Us Corvettes.
Corvettes. Yeah, Corvettes.
Yeah. From Corvettes to a Nashville, and that could be our album title. Damn. Our debut country single.
What's your first country song gonna be named?
I was gonna write a title, but then I started drinking beer. Ooh. There you go. That's a million coffees right there.
I guess your country name would just be Chad Tellon. They don't really come up with country names.
Sometimes they do. I'd have to country it up a little bit. Cletus Stringer.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Stringer.
You'd probably be like Nettie Strings.
Nettie?
Nettie Strings. You gotta like go Ned.
Ned? Boggin. I don't know. No. What else do the Chadcast listeners want to hear?
What's your New Year's resolution?
Oh,
it's your New Year's resolution. Because even if I do a week, I think it's already the new year.
I'll give myself a little flex here. Let's just say I started 2021 a little early.
Oh.
I stopped doing nicotine a couple months ago. So that, I think I'm just going to stick with that.
Uh-huh. Just keep no Nick 2021.
No Nick. And maybe hop into the investment game a little bit.
Yeah, diversify, add to your portfolio. Yeah, sure. A little bit of Roth IRA, something like that, 401k.
See what all the buzz is about. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Oh, you know, I don't really know. I don't really thought. Maybe just be a little bit more consistent. I was watching my Chadcast Spotify rap, which is just specific to the stats I did, mm-hmm. me personally, this year. I only put out like 17 eps last year.
Dude, you got to step it up. Because every single podcast you hear about, they do a shit ton of them. They don't stop.
I know.
But eventually you're going to get
there. That's what I'm saying. My goal is to get like 25.
Hell, it might take you another 100 episodes or 1,000 episodes.
Mm-hmm. I just need the Neil Cranston interview.
Yeah, you need to get that Neil Cranston
interview. The Neil Cranny music.
Did you see him in that Ferrari today? Or whatever the fuck that was?
Yeah. He's just all over the place. I can't get it. I can't put my thumb over it.
I had to slide up on that thing. I had to chat with him about that.
Yeah. You just reacted to it with the emoji wearing the sunglasses. That was your quick reaction. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get in that slide up. Mm-hmm. No, so consistency is your new...
Yeah, consistency, but I'll do like... If I did 17 last year, I think I could do 25 episodes in 2021.
Who's
That's like every other week, essentially.
Who do you want to... talk to you on here, like who's like your dream guest?
I don't really have a dream guest.
Well, I mean,
is the thing, you know, it's like,
no, I know it's a little tacky, but
it's like I gotta just, it's just people I know, and then maybe there's people that I guess
Cranston's I'll your know. Dream guest.
I mean, I've had him before. Yeah, but obviously life has changed a little bit.
Yeah, he's at the music. Yeah. We'll
maybe I'll get lucky. Nashville. Yeah mm-hmm. He could come with us.
Yeah.
he could hop in the van. He could pull in his stimmy check with us, buy like a really cool van. That's $6,000.
And that's another thing too I was thinking about. If you get, I don't know, 4 or 5 close friends all together and you buy a house somewhere, like at least on a river or on a lake or near a mountain, I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Just so you always have a good vacation spot for your fam and stuff, mm-hmm. family and even friends too, they can pitch in. Pay for the nights they stay there.
Yeah,
then again, you just have a place. You don't have the Airbnb and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a little timeshare type situation.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. That's 2021 for you.
Yep.
Van life. Ain't that
van
crazy.
Van life's coming.
Hey, the decade actually starts this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking saw some tweet.
I said that?
No, it was like Eric's Twitter. He like had something pinned where it was like, if you survive 2020, you should be able to put that on like your interview thing.
Dude, I'm so tired of hearing about 2020. It's like, no, it's just a fucking virus, dude.
It's just a year, and it started it's whatever, dude. It's just funny. It's like, oh, I hate 2020.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's 2020.
Like, the year dictates, you know, like, you know, people died in Hurricane Katrina, too. No one was like, 2006.
Yeah, no, they say
it sucked. 2006 sucked. You know, Shrek 2 probably came out around then.
I mean, it was kind of sucked about 2020, I guess. Some
stuff. Yeah, I mean, no one had it easy, but I'm just saying, it's just, like, funny sometimes when people are like,
20. I mean, 2020, if we're able to get a free $2,000, it can't.
That's probably not coming to 2K21, though. Yeah. We got 1,200 for three quarters of the year, and we're told to chill. Someone's doing the math on Twitter that busts down to like $10 a day, really? Where we're at right now. When they did it, like, I think it was in November, and it's like, it was like $15 a day. So that it's like even less now.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny. But you know, I think that's pretty much it for the Chatcast, man. Got anything you want to leave them with? Anything you want to promote, Nick?
I'm going to get a Hoodoo pass. Mm-hmm. In the next couple of days, so if you guys decide to get a Hoodoo pass or go up to Hoodoo, call me. That's it.
Yeah. What's your number?
971-400-7008. Again, it's 971-400-7008.
You're out of pocket for that there one. I don't even know if that's his number.
It is. It's my number.
NF? NF's number, huh? Yep, I can fact check it. I won't.
I'm not just gonna give out someone else's number and have that. You know, I have no problem for them. Mm-hmm.
No. Is this Nick Flake? No, this is this is Domino's. I think you have the wrong number.
No, but I'm serious because I think it's only me and this and my other buddy that are going to Hoodoo, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, yeah, I can't get a Meadows pass anymore because those are all booked. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep, so call him. Let
me know. Yeah, call me.
Call him, then call Hoodoo. Mm-hmm. See what's up.
I think passes are pretty cheap. It's like, I think $30 on Thursdays.
30 Thursdays?
Yeah.
Thirsty Thursdays?
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
We meet at Tommy's in Corvallis afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's it for me.
That's it, you know.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. Just wrap it up. Yep, that's... This is the Christmas special, you know. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone out there, you know, enjoy the rest of your day, you know. And, you know, maybe there'll be a few more episodes next year, you know. Maybe there'll be 8 more episodes than there were. You know, we'll see.
Bump it up, bump those numbers up.
We'll see what happens, you know. We'll see who's out there. We'll see who wants to come on, you know. Mm. So, that's pretty much it. You know, have a happy New Year's too, you know. Here's, you know, 2021. Years are long, man. You can get a lot of stuff done.
Everyone should be watching Christmas Vacation, by the way, too.
And Bar Just Rescue. Saying.
Bar Rescue also.
Mm-hmm. And you better be waking up and watching your herd.
That's right.
So,
get that Sunday ready.
That's pretty much it. Bar open this Sunday. Hit us up. Mm-hmm. Hit the connect. You have Nick's number now.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we do check IDs, though. So, yeah. Like, don't be coming with that fake. Like, we ain't dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, we know you. We see you.
Hey, no one under 21. Or
that's
no,
your brother.
No one under 18, is what I'm saying.
For real.
But
for
maybe.
Real.
Who knows?
No. No one under 18.
All right. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. See you next year.